Next item, 174, please.
Authorize a contract with Santec Consulting Services, Inc. in the amount of $749,190 for the North Willamette Boulevard Bridge Main Replacement Project.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. We're pleased to be joined today by Teresa Elliott, the Chief Engineer of the Portland Water Bureau, who's going to give us a brief presentation on this matter. This ordinance would authorize the Portland Water Bureau to authorize a professional, technical, and expert contract for the Willamette Boulevard Bridge Main Replacement Project. The consultant under contract would design and develop plans and specifications for a construction contract to replace the 20-inch cast iron pipeline crossing the Willamette Boulevard Bridge, which is in need of repair. I will just give you a preview, colleagues, that this what seems like a fairly dry matter issue is actually a lot more interesting, and Teresa is here to walk us through it. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Actually, good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. I'm talking about the seeking your approval for the professional, technical, and expert contract with Santec for engineering services associated with the Willamette Boulevard Bridge Main Replacement Project. We have an existing 20-inch pipe, cast iron pipe, that is attached to a bridge that's owned by Burlington North and Burlington North Santa Fe Railroad Company over the Willamette Boulevard. The 20-inch pipe is sized in at the margins between what we serve for our distribution system and our supply system, and this pipe is in very poor condition. We made some repairs a couple years ago to tide us over while we did the permanent design and replacement of the project. This pipeline serves about 5,000 customers in the North Portland, St. John's, and Cathedral Park neighborhoods, as well as a bunch of commercial and industrial customers in the Rivergate area. The pipe also provides us an alternate connection to our 36-inch St. John's crossing of the Willamette River that serves the west side of Portland. This project will include a 24-inch pipe that we're taking it off of the bridge and burying it underneath the railroad tracks. We're going to bore under the tracks, and we will increase our overall resiliency in the North Portland area. This licitation that we used for this project was used the City of Portland's procurement methods for qualifications-based selection. For PTE contracts. We received two proposals. Santec was the most qualified responsive proposer. Their contract amount is for $749,190. They will be using seven sub-consultants, four of which are certified DMW ESB consultants, and they're expected to perform 20% of the work and meeting or exceeding the city's aspirational goals. We have a level of confidence for the project at this point, since we're starting design, of low to moderate. Once we finish design, we will be adjusting our cost estimates and adjust our level of confidence. This project will be constructed using the design bid build methodology, and during design, the project team will work with our outreach folks with the neighbors and the public that are affected by the project to minimize impacts to them where as much as we can. And at this point, we don't have any known concerns or issues with the neighbors. And I'm available to answer questions.
I had one question, Chief Elliott. You alluded to this in your comments, but is it fair to say that when we have an opportunity to take a pipe of this significance and take it off a bridge, in this case a railroad bridge, and instead bury it, that advances our resilience goals?
Yes. So replacing the pipe advances our resilience goals, but taking off of any bridge and burying it underneath is by far the safer, more resilient approach than actually having it attached to the bridge.
And we have a lot of pipes that are on bridges for which we pay a fee. This happens to be a bridge owned by the railroads, and so we're essentially, for which we once upon a time paid a fee. So we're decoupling the pipe from the bridge, we're burying it, and we're upgrading the pipe. Is that correct?
That is correct. We will still pay a fee for crossing the railroad, but we are decoupling it from the bridge.
Thank you.
So this is for the design work, is that correct?
That is correct.
And so will you come back to the council Or does this authorize you, once the design work is completed, to actually continue with the work?
This authorizes us for engineering services during design and construction support services. We will be coming back to you for the construction contract, which is probably in the $4 million range.
And what's the time frame for that?
Probably 2020.
2020. Very
yep.
good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions on this item? Very good. This is a first reading. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you, Teresa.
Please call.